Every cost segregation study depends on a single table. It is called Revenue Procedure 8756, and it is the master list of MacRS class lives. Every asset has to map to a class in that table. Most of the time, the classification is clear. A piece of equipment goes into its asset class. A land improvement goes into a land improvement class. But sometimes an asset could fit into more than one place. And when that happens, you need a rule to break the tie. Revenue Ruling 2003-81 is that rule. Here is the situation it addresses. Revenue Procedure 8756 has two kinds of categories. Asset categories describe what an asset is. Land improvements are an asset category. Information systems are an asset category. Activity categories describe what the owner does. Retail trade is an activity category. Manufacturing is an activity category. Some assets could potentially belong to both. A paved parking lot at a retail store could be argued as a land improvement under an asset category, or as part of the retail trade activity under an activity category. Those two categories might produce different class lives. Revenue Ruling 2003-81 says, when there is a conflict, the asset category wins, unless the asset is specifically excluded from its asset category or specifically included in the activity category, you follow the asset category. Why does this matter for your cost segregation study? Because it gives the classification a consistent anchor. Your property's land improvements, information systems, and other assets that fall into specific asset categories get those asset category lives, regardless of what kind of business you run, unless the rules specifically say your business activity changes the answer. This protects against an argument that the nature of the business overrides the proper asset classification. A 15-year land improvement is 15 years at a restaurant and 15 years at a warehouse and 15 years at an office building because the asset category controls. When an IRS examiner reviews your study, one of the things they check is whether assets were classified consistently with Revenue Procedure 8756. Revenue Ruling 2003-81 helps your study hold that line when the category question gets complicated. It is a practical ruling, not a dramatic one. But in cost segregation, the details of classification are exactly where disputes happen. This ruling removes one source of ambiguity and gives your study a clear rule to follow when two categories compete. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how Revenue Procedure 8756 and the Asset Category Hierarchy apply to your property's classifications, review the authority section of your report.